Here's a thought about Win Bullock's A Way of Life. That's a phrase he often used, photography as a way of life. As a matter of fact, it was the title for his Morgan & Morgan publication, I think it was from 1971 or 72, called Win Bullock, A Way of Life. And I think it really gets to the heart of the matter. That's what differentiates those of us who are photographic artists from other people who use a camera. They use a camera to accomplish certain goals. We use a camera as a way of life, as a way of exploring the world, as a way of exploring our reactions to the world, indeed, as a way of exploring ourselves. And I think the heart of Bullock's idea about photography being a way of life is that photography is the means to explore the world and our reactions and ourselves. But that exploration is far more important than the photography itself. You could use writing as a way of life or sports as a way of life, all of which are possible ways you could explore what the world is and what your place in the world is, etc. We use photography. It's the exploration, however, that is the crucial key. And so people who use a camera simply to record something or to gain accolades or applause for what they've done, they kind of miss the point of being an artist, I guess, is the way I feel about it. That being an artist and using photography to explore a way of life makes photography a secondary thing to the exploration itself. It may be very, very important. It may be the means by which we explore the world. But it's the exploring the world that really counts. And why I often, in workshops and lectures and whatnot, I ask people, what would they do if for some reason they could not do photography anymore? How would they explore the world, their reaction to the world, their relationship to the world and themselves? What other medium would they use? Because they're all valid. We just happen to use photography.